We continue our learning of the Nishmas David and Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Pevidechus Aliyah. We're in Kalim Perikimel Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned in the past that a kli cheres cannot be immersed in a mikveh in order to purify it from its tumah. The only way to do so is to break it, and once you put it back together, so whatever tumah it had, it no longer has. And the Mishnah here is coming to tell me how broken does it have to be for it to lose its status of a kli and no longer be mekabel tumah or lose the tumah that it had. Shir kli cheres li taher. The shear, the size of a kli cheres, a hole really in the bottom of the kli cheres that is no longer serves as a kli. Ha'asri la'achalin shira b'zesim. When it comes to a kli that's used for food, so we assume that once there's a hole the size of an olive that an olive can fall through, it's no longer mekabel tumah. And also the mashkin, shiur mamashkin, and if it's made for to hold liquids, so then the shiur is for liquids. So Bartur explains in greater detail. He says, once it has a shiur that an olive can fall through, so he says, desulo chazi lemilse velo chashiv toch didei. The toch, the inside, which is what makes it a kli to begin with, doesn't have any significance because it's not really fit for use. And then he says, afilu hayasah chavis zu miyuchedes legrogros ulegozim. Let's say it normally holds figs, dried figs. Dried figs are larger than olives. Egozim, walnuts. Walnuts are larger than olives. They're smaller than dried figs, but nonetheless, v'nakva motzi zayis, and all it has is the whole of his zayis. It's still tahora. It's still considered Torah. That is the universal shiur. Kolzman shelo chaza v'yichda achar kach lekalba barimonim kayotze bahen. So it says the Baruch Tanur with the following qualification. As long as you haven't now designated this kli, you know what? I've designated this kli to be used to store pomegranates. Well, pomegranates are not going to fall through a hole. That only an olive falls through. So now it is usable. So once you have that mindset and you designate it for that purpose, so then, says the Bar Tanur, Avol Chaza V'yichta L'Kabel Barimonim, you then designate, okay, olives are falling through, okay, but I'll store my pomegranates, I'll store my grapefruits in here. Then Temea, Ad Shetinakev B'motzi Rimon. Then it's going to be Tameh, it's susceptible to Tameh now, until a hole is large enough that the pomegranates fall through. U'mishenakva B'motzi Rimon Shuv Eina Mekabel Tameh. That's the largest. Once it has a hole that a Rimon falls through, so then it's not Mekabel Tameh at all. So you need to designate it. If you don't designate it for something else, then we assume the shear, the size of an olive, and olives fall through, that's the hole on the bottom of the kli is no longer mekabel tumah. And as the Mishnah says, asri lemashkim shear b'mashkim. It's used for liquids, so the amount of a hole that's large enough that it can't hold the liquids anymore. Baratunur explains, b'nekev shekshemisimin ha-kli al gabe mashkim nichnasin ha-mashkin derech oso ha-nekev l'soch ha-kli v'hu nekev gadol mimotzi mashkim. He makes the following point, and we mentioned this briefly. Now we'll explain, we'll mention this in greater detail. This is what we call a kones mashke. If you have a kli that has a little bit of a crack, and you see, slowly, very slowly, you have a drop, and then another drop, after a while. So that hole, that's people use kalim like that. There are cracks all the time, and that would not be metahar of that kli. This kli would still be susceptible to tumah. When does it lose its status? When the hole is large enough to, as a kones mashke, for liquid to come in. That would mean that if the crack is large enough, the hole is large enough on the bottom, that if you lower the kli into water, into liquid, the liquid would now come through it, would come seep through all the way into the kli. That is a larger hole. That certainly things would drip out much faster from that. That is considered kones mashke, is when it's tohor, it's not mekabel tumah. This is important. Nitilas yadayim cups that we use. So sometimes they have a crack, water may come out. It's not a big deal unless it's large enough for a kones mashke. Then if you lower that nitilas yadayim cup onto water, water would seep through from the bottom. What if you have a kli though? Ha'asi l'kach o l'kach. What if it's used both for solids and for liquids? Says the Baratunura, Martilin Oso Luchumro Bezesim. We oppose upon it the stringency of olives, which means What we want is that, what does it mean to be strict? I mean, strict means it's going to retain its status of tumor for longer. So that's exactly what we're saying. Although it may be used for liquids, and you would say, well, it can't be used for liquids anymore. If the crack is large enough for a konetz mashke, it doesn't matter. Since it's used for solids as well, so we are strict and we assume that it's still susceptible to tumah and it retains any tumah that it has until the holes are large enough that olives fall through. The Baratunur adds on, what does it mean, lakacho, kli that's used for both? Kagon kiderish and mavashlim babasal. Let's say a pot, and you cook meat in there. But there's liquid too. It's cooking, it's water. Afal pi she'ein manichin ba ochel belo mashke. Interesting. Even though you wouldn't put food in there without the liquid. And it's ulamashka lochazia, but it's not fit for liquids. Chari nukva bakonis mashka, because then the crack is too big and the water would seep through if you press it down. Afilu hachi azlin balochumra. So that's interesting. Even though you normally would not use that kli at all without the liquid, since it is used for solid as well, it's still mekabel tumah at that. Unless the holes are large enough for olives to fall through. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Chavis Shiura Bigrogros Deve Rabbi Shema. So we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that if you have clay cheres that are used for food, they're tahor, they're only mekabel tumah when it has a hole the size of an olive. So that sounds like that's true for whatever type of kli that you have, any kli cheres, whatever food that's used for. So the Mishnah says that's not everybody's opinion. Rabbi Shimon here says, a chavis shiura bigrogeres. If it's a barrel, an earthenware barrel, so now we're talking about it depends on the size of the kli. If it's a chavis, so then the size of the hole that makes it tahor is shiura bigrogeres. If dried figs fall through, So then it's no longer mekabel tumah. Now, dried figs, we mentioned, are larger than olives. So Rabbi Shimon is telling us that you have to know what the kli is. If the kli is typically used for dried figs, then if there's a hole in it, a crack in it on the bottom, and olives would fall through, it doesn't matter. Because a chavis, a barrel, earthenware barrel, is used generally for dried figs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ben Gosim, he says if you have a kli cheres, a chavis kli cheres, an earthenware barrel, that depends on holding walnuts. Walnuts, we said, are smaller, so this is more of a chumra of astringency, which means it is more of a leniency. It will lose its status of tumah. It will be tahor, no longer susceptible to tumah, as long as the holes are large enough for walnuts to fall through. Walnuts are larger than olives, so it doesn't follow the olive rule, because it's a chavis an earthenware chavis, but Rabbi Yehuda says, be'egozim, because walnuts are used as well. So he's pointing out is that you may use it for dried figs, but since you also use it for walnuts, we follow the rules of walnuts, we have the right to be lenient. And Rabbi Meir Omer Bezeser, Rabbi Meir says, an earthenware barrel, like all of the kalim, sounds like they're all in the same category. The size of an olive that falls through, once it falls through, is tahor. That's the most lenient of the three opinions. And obviously, Rabbi Meir was the author of the previous Mishnah when it says he'asri la'ochlim shiro b'zeisim. Then the Mishnah says halafas v'hakadera. So we mention kalim that are used both for liquids and solids. So here the Mishnah says if you have a stew pot, lefas or ilfas, which we've had, and kedera, a pot, regular pot. The shear is bezesim. When is it tar? So this is astringency. Just because mashkin may fall through and it's no longer fit for use of liquids, it doesn't matter. It's still mekabel tumah because it can be used for solid. As we mentioned that in the previous Mishnah, this is also Rabbi Meir's opinion. Hapach. Although it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon we're not speaking about a chavis, he was speaking about other kalim. Maybe they would hold that these other kalim, in fact, the shear would be the size of a kezias. Either way, even though the liquid's in there, we have to wait till the holes are the size of a kezias that they would fall through, that it's no longer mekabel tumah. Hapach v'hatfi, we've had this in the past. The pach is a flask. Tfi, we mentioned the Baratunur makes this point. Kli shemen. The clay shemen. These are kalim that generally hold oil. Elo shahat tfi piv tsar ma'od. The tfi has a very narrow mouth. The kachner called tfi, that's what's called the fish. Shein yorein mimeno, all the tipin tipin. It comes and drop by, water goes drop by drop. That's what's called the tfi. Utfi, don't forget, we had this. This not be perkin de la el in Mishnah Gimel in previous parak shoyu Torah. We said a tfi is Torah. It's not makabal tumah. That's where you made a shinui. And if you remember, to cover now basket of grapes, then you're using it as a cover, and you made a shinui in it to make turn it into a cover. So then, of course, it's not makabel tuma, even though it has a receptacle, because it's used to cover. But tfi generally, as a kli, is used when it's not used as a cover, it's used to store oil. So then... So that shear, as the Mishnah says, the pach, the flask, and the tfi, shear and b'shemen. So if oil is going to come through, which means that if you would place it down on oil would seep through from the bottom, a konis mashke, so then it's no longer mekabel tuma, that crack is too big. V'hatzar tzur, that was the kli that we mentioned in the past that had those teeth. Coming out, it had a strainer you could drink from, the water come out through the strainer. We said in the Yishmael, in the Arab countries, they would use that to drink water, and these teeth-like pieces would come up. We spoke about what's considered the inside. So the Tzar Tzur, Shi'uro B'mayim. There, that's typically used, that's water. Water is not as viscous as oil, so it could be that you could have the hole that's the crack that there's a kones mashke of water, but not necessarily kones mashke of oil. Maybe the oil would not seep through. There, the shear is b'mayim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shlashtan b'zer onim. He disagrees and says these three kalim, the pach, the tfi, which are normally used for oil, and the tatru, normally used to drink water, he says all of these we need to be strict. They are going to be mekabel tuma, even if there's a crack where the oil will seep in and the water will seep in. Doesn't matter. It's still mekabel tuma because their own, and they can be used for seeds. Although that's not the primary use of this kalim, nonetheless, since they can be used for seeds once in a while, people use them. Therefore, once only when the crack is large enough that seeds fall through, do we say that it's no longer mekabel tuma. Obviously, the Tanakhama disagrees. Tanakhama says we follow what we call rov tashmisha. What's the primary or a majority of cases, what's it used for? Its primary use is what defines the kli as being tameh or tahor. Ner. Shiro b'shem, and a nair, we've mentioned this before, this is the lamp, which has the hole where you put in the oil, and then another little hole at its edge, the narrow edge where the wick comes through, and that's where you light the candle. So this shiur, a hole that has the oil come through, that's of course, that is the size that will make it tahor, that it's no longer able to hold the oil. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'pruta kitana, he disagrees, although this is not rov tashmisho, it's not its primary use, nonetheless. Now, if a small coin, a copper coin, falls through, then it's nolan mekabel tuma. But if you can still hold copper coins, although it can't hold the oil, doesn't matter, since people occasionally use these neros, these little lamps, for holding coins, so therefore it's still considered a kli. It's not tahor until a pruta would fall through. Ner shenital piv tahor. You have this ner, this lamp, and the piv, the mouth of it, the narrow edge, which is where the wick comes out, and you light the candle there. If that's broken off, then tahor. It's not mekabel tuma because that's its use to have the wick come out. Vishal adama shehusak piv bapsila tahor. So we know when it comes to other way, Caleb, when are they mekabel tuma? When they just made out of clay, that's not enough. They have to be fired up in the kiln. So here you have a lamp that was made of adama, of earth, but it was never fired up just yet. Shehusak piv bapsila. So how did it get fired up? Well, not the whole kli, but the edge did, the narrow edge where you have where the candle lights and the wick comes out. So that that's no longer clay. That was fired up because of the candle, because of the fire. But the rest of it was never put in, none of it was ever put in a kiln. So the halacha here is that it's tahor. This is still an unfinished kli. The fact that the edge is a little bit black and dark and was heated up because you happened to light the candle on it doesn't mean that the kli is mekabel tumah.